Hello, Inland Psych. I do believe that I had some kind of billing placed onto my account from an office visit that I never made nor presented to your office. The billing what for some kind of test to see how I think. I do believe this was sometime back in June. Now on to today. I have a real referral and a real need to communicate properly with y'all. I am not going to accept anything less than the standard of excellence. I expect all persons involved to my care, dash to remain the most honorable and most natural to be professional in all of this. We have something to work out of the mucky mess. I just don't understand your all need to hold on to a past, dash of secrets. On your schedule appointment page, new patients are given the directive to use email. I have sent an email. I must insist that you take what is reflected. The disclosure of the NIGOV research findings documents is presented here. I am sick and tired to be treated like a rag doll in all of this. Time for change, dash especially in the standard of community communications that places a barrier against me unjustly and unwisely. These documents are published on the National Institutes of Health in direct reference that they are related to mental health topics, dash these documents matter, high degree matter, to be inclusive to bring into my care, of my mental health care. Thank you. In published date order. https://www.nbnlmnigov/mxlishatikles/pmc7178134/. Int J Environ Res Public Health. 2020 APR. 17. 7. 2506. Published online 2020 the 6th of April doi. 10.3390/AJF17072506. PMC ID. PMC 7178134. PMID. 32268595. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, David V. James, 2 and Jaden Roth, 1. https://pubmed.bnlmnigov/33666560/. 2021 the 5th of March, 23, 325722. Doi 10.2196/25722. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed method study. Andrew Lustig 1-2, Gavin Brooks 3, Daniel Hunt 4. Affiliations. PMID 33,666,560. PMCID PMC 7,980,115. Doi 10.2196/25722. Conclusions. The study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gang stalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gang stalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gang stalking. https://www.bnlmnigov/mxlishatikles/pmc8569537/. Logo of Moment Health. JMIR Ment Health. 2021 October. 8. 10. E30311. Published online 2021 the 21st of October doi. 10.2196/30311. PMCID. PMC 8569537. PMID 34,673,523. Social Semiotics of Gang Stalking Evidence Videos on YouTube. Multimodal Discourse Analysis of a Novel Persecutory Belief System. Monitoring Editor, Gunter Eisenbach. Reviewed by Shahzad Ashraf. Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc. Corresponding Author Number 1 Gavin Brooks, PhD, Number 2 and Daniel Hunt, PhD Number 3. Background. Gang stalking refers to a novel persecutory belief system wherein sufferers believe that they are being followed, watched, and harassed by a vast network of people in their community who have been recruited as complicit perpetrators. They are frequently diagnosed as mentally ill, although they reject this formulation. Those affected by this belief system self-identify as targeted individuals, TIs. They seek to prove the veracity of their persecution and dispute the notion that they are mentally ill by posting videos online that purport to provide evidence of their claims. Clinical implications. This observation may have important clinical ramifications. Traditionally, psychiatrists define delusions as fixed beliefs that are not amenable to change, considering conflicting evidence. 47. An alternative definition is that delusions are beliefs that are demonstrably untrue or not shared by others. 48. However, these and other definitions of delusions fall short, and arriving at a definitive definition may be impossible. 49. The prospect of a clinician definitively establishing the truth or falsity of a delusional belief system is often impractical or impossible. Often when a clinician states that a belief system is untrue or impossible, they are relying on their own beliefs, biases, and cultural reference. By shifting, instead, to a linguistic or semiotic understanding of delusions as belief systems that are unresolvable or that defer understanding ad infinitum, clinicians may sidestep the difficulties inherent in existing definitions. Ultimately, all users of semiotic systems, patients and clinicians alike, are subject to the same fundamental limits on communication and understanding inherent in language and all symbolic systems. Such a humbling realization may help to promote empathy and understanding and reduce stigma affecting people afflicted by persecutory belief systems. Conclusions. Our findings provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create a positive ambient affiliation with viewers. Vloggers use multimodal deixis to illustrate the salience of the belief system. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Does that make sense to the role that you must put into view, - as it relates to not dismissing this topic into my care of the doctor's view? I do not accept your dismissal of responsibility in all of this. Exactly who on your staff is going to properly bring forward my mental health in the treatment of these concerns? My contact info. Community-wide known to be a targeted individual of gang stalking. James Martin Driscoll. 3260 Grand Vista. San Bernardino CA 92405. Home, 909-882-8759. Email, jmdriscoll@grewup.net. @grewup2021. Great reasons us will unite peace. Finally, breaking a conspiracy, please. Call the location. Call the location directly. Set up an appointment. If this is an emergency, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room. Validation errors occurred. Please confirm the fields and submit it again. Please fill in the required field. Patient type. New patient. Current patient. Patient name. James Martin Driscoll. Date of birth. 09/09/1965. Phone. 909-882-8759. Email. jmdriscoll@grewup.net. Insurance. Yes. Member number. H62067981. Please list all the current medications you are taking. I have given no doctor the authority of trust, - I am able to hold the integrity of honesty upon the patient/physician relationship. I will never allow, never concede, never give in that the status quo model that I keep bucking and hitting a wall onto is my fault. Not ever my fault. It is time for the doctors to get a clue and start to care for the integrity of trust, and the trust lost in all of this. I would rather die first than to be subjected to such a parameter that I have detached provider care from. You all cannot do this. It is immoral and unethical to not be able to have this topic, gang stalking, involved into treatancy. I have given no doctor the authority of trust, - I am able to hold the integrity of honesty upon the patient/physician relationship. I will never allow, never concede, never give in that the status quo model that I keep bucking and hitting a wall onto is my fault. Not ever my fault. It is time for the doctors to get a clue and start to care for the integrity of trust, and the trust lost in all of this. I would rather die first than to be subjected to such a parameter that I have detached provider care from. You all cannot do this. It is immoral and unethical to not be able to have this topic, gang stalking, involved into treatancy. Select your location. San Bernardino. Select appointment date. Please fill in the required field. Best time to reach for confirmation. Please fill in the required field. Reason for appointment. I need to return to a proper level of mental health care. My last doctor was assigned to Inland Psych with Dr. Faruqi in Redlands. I am feeling like a rag doll in all of the dismissing notions that I am being subject to forces that are documented now on the National Institutes of Health research findings on the subject of gang stalking. I will not stop attempting to assert my needs. I will not allow a doctor to override the common sense undertaking that must be applied onto the scheme of understanding me first and into community-level important to involve communications onto the whatever relevant identified civil society representation. I am seriously upset with my primary care doctor interface that happened on the 22nd of November. Additional message. Validation errors occurred. Please confirm the fields and submit it again. I need to return to a proper level of mental health care. My last doctor was assigned to Inland Psych with Dr. Faruqi in Redlands. I am feeling like a rag doll in all of the dismissing notions that I am being subject to forces that are documented now on the National Institutes of Health research findings on the subject of gang stalking. I will not stop attempting to assert my needs. I will not allow a doctor to override the common sense undertaking that must be applied onto the scheme of understanding me first and into community-level important to involve communications onto the whatever relevant identified civil society representation. I am seriously upset with my primary care doctor interface that happened on the 22nd of November. Your appointment request was sent successfully. Thanks.